Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, FM 93.7. We're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world via the internet and the satellite. And don't forget, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, the police, hospital, and the air room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe working on this shift. Now, to everybody that's working on the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, a special shout-out and a special thank you. And let's not forget about our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, either the ones going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Thanks for the job you're doing. Also, to Felix and all the mail haulers out there, including Trucker John, thanks for hauling the mail, the bulk mail, to the bulk mail centers and then delivering it around to wherever it needs to go. Now, you've got the suicide jockeys, too, hauling gas and diesel and jet fuel to wherever it needs to go. And, of course, we've got our Amazon warehouse folks. Thanks very much for tuning in. And we've got our Amazon drivers out there, too, and we appreciate them as well. Now, you can check us out on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. You'll also find us on MeWe. You'll find us on Parler. And you'll find us on Gab and Getter and Truth Social. And we'll also be on Twitter all the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain's America. That's how you find us over there. And don't forget to check out our website, too, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. There's even a link on that page for Denise Simon, our next guest coming up here, FoundersCode.com. You can find her stuff right there by clicking on that link that's there, that page. And boom, it'll take you right over to her website. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, in Florida, we had a major bust of what appears to be an $8 million COVID-19 relief scam. This is not the only one that we've heard about in the last few weeks, but they're starting to get some really big numbers on some people that they're making the arrests of. But unfortunately, this managed to get through a little bit until the inspectors went back to see the location of this church, if you will, and they found out all it was a building with nobody in it.
Well, there's a lot of the PPP fraud that's out there.
Yep.
And there are these investigations going on to try and claw back some of this money, which is a good thing. Very happy for it. And, you know, it'd be very interesting to see what the tabulation is so far of the fraudulent claims and the money that's paid out that we've been able to get back and what's still in play. That'd be a fascinating number.
Yeah, we may be able to find that out.
I think there was a couple of billion that actually went offshore to Chinese companies with Chinese fund operations. Yeah, they were doing the same thing. So it was probably one of the more unwatched, unmanaged government programs we've ever had.
Huh. Unbelievable, yep. But, you know, we get what we get, I guess. By the way, we talked about this yesterday, that the Ukraine had banned some Christians from practicing religion or something along those lines. I did some research on this, and here's what I found out. The Ukraine banned all religions with ties and roots back to Russia. That's what they banned.
That's precisely right. And, you know, I'm a big fan of Tucker Carlson. He's very wrong on a couple of things, especially this one. The one high priest, I think of some particular Catholic sect in Ukraine, was, I don't know, for the lack of a better word, banned. And that was what Tucker Carlson went off on. The problem is it's very tied to the high priest of the same ilk over in Moscow. So, Tucker needs some corrections on that one.
Yeah, and we talked about the deficit here, and here's the headline that goes along with it that I didn't get a chance to mention. Never mind the Republicans' wasteful spending. The budget deficit has just hit a monthly record high due to Biden's policies.
Okay, we know that.
Yep. So when they start talking about how bad the Republicans are, need to start looking at them, their own faces when they throw that out there.
Well, and that is part and parcel of the argument that Kevin McCarthy has, is hoping to be new speaker, and along with the, you know, other Republicans in the incoming class, that they're trying to rein in some of this spending. And whatever framework the Senate is coming up with, the argument is, don't do this until the new Congress is seated in the House. They are the power of the purse. But, you know, Nancy Pelosi is trying to force in her last hurrah here as Speaker, and it's going to be ugly.
Yeah. All right, here comes the music in my ear. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program, and the big fat guy when he comes floating around, too. Let's hear where he's at.
Hey, it's the captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Moss Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military, Moss Nissan...
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural,
You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this, or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thanks very much, Kyle. I'll do just that. And before we get to Denise, I need to remind everybody that this segment is brought to you by Geico, Geico Insurance. Now, Geico's been saving people money for going on 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers, and that number continues to grow. Now, your local Geico office or Geico.com, the website, can help you find coverage for almost everything you own, starting with the covers they offer you for the car or the truck that you're driving. Maybe you've got a motorcycle, maybe you've got an ATV, a boat, or an RV. They can cover all that. And then where you really save the money is when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance to your Geico car policy. That's where you really save some money. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. That's G-E-I-C-O.com. Check them out online and see what they can do for you. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We've got Aaron on the line from Colorado. Let's see what Aaron has to say. Good morning, Aaron.
Hey, good morning. Of course, Denise, and the thing is, though, you bring up Kevin McCartney, and the thing is, former President Trump has put his stamp of approval on Kevin McCartney, but of course, the true conservatives who are fiscal responsible and believe that taxpayer money, Congress should be great when it comes to taxpayer money. Don't trust Kevin McCartney, and they think he may be a rhino, and they may think he would bow down to the dark side dumb donkeys and do their bidding instead of doing what's best for the country. So I don't know what the issue is, because when it comes to the GOP, they don't stick together. they're always divided, they're splintered, you know, splintered here, they're splintered there, but the dark side dumb donkeys, that herd stays together. I mean, they stay tight. But anyway, Professor Politics, Denise, have a good night, have a good morning.
All right, well, she had it partially right, but the Professor Politics is count for the night. But anyway, she's got a point there, so what do you think?
Understand something is that the Republicans are independent thinkers, and they really represent their constituency. And the Democrats are all in just for free, anything for free. And the Republicans are not. So the issues, say, in New York are very different than the issues in South Carolina or in Texas or, you know, in Nebraska. And you got, you know, Congressman, for example, Chip Roy out of Texas. You know, he's beating this drum, and rightly so, when it comes to all things immigration and spending. You've got the Biden administration that's asking for billions of dollars, but that's just for processing, and it's not for stopping this insurgency that we have at the southern border. So if you've got a congresswoman, like Claudia Tenney out of New York, there's very different issues that she works on. So therein lies where we are. Now, there's a handful of things that the Republicans do all agree on. You got some pretty hardcore types that are over in the House Freedom Caucus, and I'm fine with that. You know, they all bring something to the table, all of these Republicans. They all have a kind of a drum that they dance to, their own beating drum. And I don't have a problem with that, because it actually causes a debate and it causes a discussion, which we absolutely need to have. We have to constantly reprioritize our agenda because of the damage that the Democrats do every day. So things get adjusted really by hour by hour. But I will say that I think Mitch McConnell is kind of taking the easy way out on this, and I'm not very happy about that. I think that Kevin McCarthy is a whole lot more aggressive and assertive than Mitch McConnell is. And so I think Mitch McConnell has some things he needs to learn here real fast.
Yeah, and I don't disagree with anything you said there, because McConnell is old school. McCarthy, I think, has at least graduated and moved up a couple grades.
Well, you know, McCarthy has been mentored in a very interesting way here in the last couple of years. You know, he did this commitment to America, which emulates very much Newt Gingrich's contract with America, and there's some significant things that are in there.
Yep.
But let's also remember, too, that when you want the Republicans to do some real positive things and to fix some real things, they got other issues that they have to investigate, least of which they have to investigate Hunter Biden in order to get through to Joe Biden.
Yep.
It's a crime family. Then you have the matter of COVID. There is a minority group in the House that did some interesting research, and they think that there's a possibility, after looking at the intelligence report and what is missing in there, that the COVID thing out of the Wuhan could be tied to bioweapons. And so you've got a lot of things. The Republicans have an awful lot of things on their plate. Now, remember, Pelosi didn't want to investigate any of this. The only thing she wanted to investigate was January the 6th.
Correct.
Okay? So that bell was rung. So we've got the issues with China. We've got the issues with the southern border. We've got the issues with spending. We've got the issues with Biden Incorporated. I mean, the list is very long. So then we have to look at these, you know, these nominees, these judges' nominees that Biden is putting up that are a disaster. And so they've got a very tough road. The Republicans in the House, at least, have a very tough road ahead of them.
Now, one of the congressmen that's in our listening area, Greg Stube, who's a fine young man. I know the mm-hmm. congressman very well, and I really like him, and I respect him. Know his dad very well, or former sheriff of Manatee County. But here's the deal. He has now proposed a Section 230 bill of his own, which will hit big tech really hard and stand them up against the wall where they need to be so they stop the censorship nonsense.
That's well and good, and I'm fine with that. There are lots of others that have proposed changes to Section 230. It's a very, very old bill. I think it happened back in the 90s,
right,
during the thrust of the dot-com thing. But
you're
we
right.
haven't even decided what social media is. Are they a news organization? Are they a bank? Or because you can pass money through them, like Apple Pay and Google Pay and, you know, Facebook and whatnot.
Right, right.
Are they a communications company? Are they an internet search agency? You know, there are lots of things that they have become. And here's the other interesting thing, that these new cars, these really high-tech new cars that are coming out,
right,
that have all these features in them, well, guess who those features come from? They come from Google.
Uh-huh.
So then Google gets to track your every single movement, if they're not doing it already, when you use, you know, direction apps like Waze, they, you know, watch that. So, you know, the Senate just passed a bill, yesterday to, forbid all government employees from using TikTok. And I wrote about that.
Right.
Couple days ago.
Right.
Nobody should be using TikTok, but
correct,
the government can only deal with government employees. Okay. Because of what the Chinese Communist Party does with TikTok.
Right.
But we've got our own problem here, and that is with what Facebook does in cadence with what Google does.
Right.
And Google is an evil company. I don't care what anybody says. And they're running in the background of everything that you do. And, you know, you're being scored and measured, watched and followed and everything else.
Yep.
And you're a commodity to them, and you're not getting any revenue to it.
Yep.
And that's the way I feel about Facebook. People need to quit putting personal stuff up on Facebook, because don't think that the same thing is not happening over there.
Well, it is. It is.
Yeah, of course it is.
Yeah. Well, again, no, I don't think anyone in this audience will disagree with what you're saying.
Well, you know, this is part and parcel of what Congress needs to decide when they look at Section 230. You know, you have to define what these social media companies really are. And then you have the whole Amazon component. You know, they're just as bad.
Okay, I hear I hear the music coming. I'll have to let you go, and we will talk to you again tonight. It'll be a lot colder tomorrow, so you'll have the woolies on.
Yes, sir.
All right. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Trot on over there and find out what she's all about, and you'll be able to do what you need to do. I'll be right back.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. Supporters poured into Paris's freezing Champs-Élysées Boulevard on Wednesday after a World Cup semifinal between France and Morocco, which for millions tugged at their heartstrings as Les Bleus won 2-0 to reach the final for a second time in a row. Crowds of supporters were seen entering the Christmas-decorated boulevard after the final whistle, where authorities were bracing for tens of thousands despite temperatures around freezing. U.S. senators on Wednesday pressed Congress to regulate cryptocurrency under existing financial rules as lawmakers scrambled to rein in the troubled industry after prosecutors filed criminal charges against FTX founder Samuel Bankman-Fried. Lawmakers are generally in agreement that crypto firms should have greater regulation, but there are divergent views on how the industry should be regulated. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news report, brought to you as always by the National Aviation Academy, with their 2 campuses to train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, Bo Browning will be in studio in 1 hour. If you have any questions, get ready to call him in and ask him, or send them to me on the internet. But in the meantime, here's more about National Aviation Academy right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, as I just said, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first campus is right here in Clearwater, Florida, right here in Tampa Bay. I'm over here in Tampa on the east side. They're over in Clearwater on the west side. But that's the first campus. The second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, in either case, you should go to the website, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, and take a look at what the campuses have. Each one is unique and each one is slightly different. Take a look at what the campuses have to offer you. and see about calling them up and asking to take the tour of either one of those campuses or both. The number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up, ask to take the tour of their campuses, either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass. And you'll be glad you did, because you'll find out by being able to talk to students and teachers and even the money folks, the people that do the loan applications or whatnot, you'll be able to find out what is required of you, and it's not a whole heck of a lot, really. And I will tell you that they gladly welcome young men and women getting out of the military. Because your service in the military, besides having benefits, more than likely, your GI Bill benefits, which will still be good, especially if you're just getting out and you haven't used them, you'll be able to become an aviation maintenance technician. And in 14 months or less, depending on what you did in the military, you will be able to become certified and get out there and start making $60,000 to $70,000 a year right off the bat, unless you want to go overseas, and then the salary could start easily at six figures. It's all up to you what you want to do. Your future is right there in your hands. So, again, I will repeat the website, NAA.edu, NAA.edu. The phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Call them up. Ask to take the tour of one of their campuses or both, Clearwater, Florida, and or Concord, Mass. And after you do that, fill out your app, get your loan information in there, and away you go. And remember, veterans that have the GI Bill to protect them, it's not going to cost you anything if you got the benefits there to do it. Not a dime will it cost you. So there you go. All right, we're going to start out talking about the British and the Ukraine. Yesterday, Lieutenant General Robert Magowan, who reportedly serves as the UK's Deputy Chief of the Defence Staff, Financial and Military Capability, reportedly confirmed that the Royal Marines have been inside of the Ukraine and actively engaging in operations for quite some time in the Globe and Laurel areas. Now, the official magazine of the Royal Marines came out and said that some of the operations appear to be broadly in line with expectations, helping to evacuate Britons from the Ukraine in the early stages of the war, and then protecting diplomats. But Magowan has strongly implied other operations have also taken place. Covert operations have taken place. And I don't doubt that for a second. We have some of our troops there, and we have some more coming over with the Patriot Missile Battery. Now, maybe they're going to send one Patriot Missile Battery to begin with, but I suspect you're going to see a couple of them, maybe three, before it's all over with. Where they're going to put them, don't know, but it'll be somewhere near Kiev to stop the horde of incoming drones and whatnot. They'll take the enemy down before they ever get there, because the range on these things is about 100 miles. And if they can lock in on them 100 miles away, why wouldn't you do that? They'll go down somewhere other than Kiev. So we'll see. But, again, that's what leads off everything in the Ukraine. And if it's going to be one missile battery, you're talking about half a dozen or so crew members that'll be there. Maybe a couple of extra ones, because they're going to train the Ukrainians how to use this. If it's two batteries, it'll be double that amount of people. Now, the Air Force is trying out a new kind of tanker, the C-17. Yep, you heard me right, the C-17. In October, the 62nd Airlift Wing at Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington put its own resources to the test to refuel an F-15E Strike Eagle with a C-17 during Exercise Rainier War. It worked. So they found another use for that big cargo plane. And we'll see how that plays out. By the way, money, money, who's got the money? Well, apparently we do. Because there's a new plan for Guantanamo Bay. The United States military is planning a new $435 million health facility at Guantanamo Bay. Now, the plan is going to be to replace the hospital, which envisions a prison still in operation, at the base, and reduce health care for residents, but no enhanced care for the aging war prisoners. Gee, why would we want to take care of them, right? Why would we want to keep one of them alive? I'm just kidding. We all know why. Now, Congress has supersized the munitions production with emergency authorities. Congress is set to allocate more than $8 billion to bolster high-priority munitions production while granting the Pentagon maritime and wartime procurement powers to help Ukraine fight Russia and refill U.S. stockpiles. Now, this is something that's been done during every war that's been out there. And again, you got me saying war. This is a war. We're there. We're fighting. They're fighting. By the way, officials say only 13 Iranian-made drones were shot down as the air raid sirens sounded in the capital of Kiev and the surrounding area. Now, that's okay, but it's not great. They'll have to do better, and we'll have to train them. There's no other way out here with all of this. And donors are pledging millions to get to Ukraine through the winter, and their bombs, too. Dozens of countries and international organizations are throwing their weight, and more than €1 billion, that's dollars, in aid, which has been pledged behind an urgent new push to keep the Ukrainian powers powered, in other words, give them electricity. And we'll see how that plays out, because right now they get the electricity up in one place and they get it knocked out in another place. That's what's going on right now. So we'll be back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
It's the captain. I want you to come see me this Saturday at Mount's Nissan in Newport Richey. If you want to surprise the family with a new or pre-owned Nissan, just stop by and see me, and I'll direct you to my friends at Mount's Nissan, who will be ready to get you a great deal just in time for Christmas. If you're a veteran, first responder, or active military...
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Story about Rudolph and his nose. But I'll tell you a Christmas tale that never has been told. Well, you may think you've heard it all, but you ain't heard nothing yet about that crazy Christmas that the North Pole can't forget. Rudolph was under the weather.
Oh, yeah. A little classic Mr. Christmas. Leroy the Redneck Reindeer, Joe Diffie, remember him? Passed away much too young, unfortunately, but Leroy, the redneck reindeer. This portion of the program, by the way, folks, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S. Trot on over there to North Florida Avenue or check them out online, mossacura.com. See what they got going on. And remember, you serve, you save at Moss. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, whether you're EMS, fire, police, or a church pastor, you get a tremendous discount on the vehicle you're going to buy. And then don't forget that you also have Moss Care for the life of the vehicle, oil changes, tire rotations, too. Okay, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
What'd you think of Leroy?
Leroy's okay, I guess.
Leroy had a chance to fill in for Rudolph to see to it that everything got taken care of, so there you go.
All right. Yeah, for Christmas music, I'm kind of old school. I'm more, you know, Perry Cuomo type of guy. Kind of brings me back to my youth.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I remember him when he was the only thing on television at times. Him and Milton Berle.
Yeah, I still have his... all those Christmas albums on vinyl from my parents. I've got stacks of them here.
Okay, well, let's talk a little money, because yesterday the Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell made it perfectly clear in his remarks that he does not believe that the Federal Reserve is close to the end of its battle against inflation. As a matter of fact, he predicted that this would be continue to go on what they're doing until at least May of next year.
Well, May is not that far off, and
6 months.
Yeah, you have to kind of parse what he was saying. We also have to understand there's no Fed meeting in January either. So the next time they can raise rates is not going to be, unless they do it in between meetings, which is not going to happen. Wouldn't be until February. I listen very carefully, and I watch this stuff very carefully. And unfortunately, I'm still, you know, a little bit surprised the media misses some of it. Again, you listen to him, and he left a million outs for everything that he said based upon, and he talked about, we have to look at the data. It's data-driven. You know, if you continue to see, hopefully, the inflation come down, they're going to act in a different manner. But I'd like to mention, on a side note, he said something yesterday that, again, it was I don't know if it was a Freudian slip. And if I was him, I'd be watching his back at this point in time. He alluded to the fact that, you know, we talked about the labor market and how tight the labor market is and the need to do something about it. And he mentioned that, you know, I was going to say something the last time I spoke, but I don't want to get involved in politics. He basically said that, hey, listen, exactly what I said. I said, the Fed is a hammer. Okay, they're a blunt instrument, and when you're a hammer, the world looks like a nail. He can't fix immigration as far as his country is concerned. He can't deal with the fact that we got to get workers back into the workforce. He can't deal with fiscal policy. And Fed can't deal with any of that stuff. They're not politicians. We elect these people to basically screw us over. I know you got a lot of conservatives, Republicans listening to your program. That's all well and good.
And libertarians.
Yeah, you got to ask yourself, people, why you vote Republican, and you really do, because Republicans are liars. Democrats will tell you they're not for any sort of fiscal restraint, that they don't care. Republicans tell you they're for fiscal restraint, yet they go ahead and they want to push this omnibus spending package. They don't want to deal with they passed these PAYGO rules back in 2010, and every single year they don't follow them. They look to waive them. There's nobody out there. There's Rand Paul, pretty much, and everyone else. And everyone else stinks. They don't give a darn about fiscal restraint. We're $31 trillion plus in debt. We could be reining in all of this ridiculous COVID spending. You know, if we just went back to the 2019 budget, we would have a balanced budget. We would have a balanced budget if we just went back a couple years to the money that was spent then. But we're unwilling to do that. You get Richard Shelby. You get Imhoff. You get all these guys. A lot of these centers are on the way out with this massive amount of pork that's being sent to their district. Like it's like a golden watch because they're going to retire. Mm-hmm. It's pathetic and sad. And we should all be ashamed of ourselves for voting for these people because they're no good. They're no good.
There's one thing that's happened this time around. I don't know if you caught it or not. I saw it yesterday and I went, aha. In the last month, the last 30 days, more debt has been added to the national debt than at any other time in the last 15 years. And I don't think we're running the House and the Senate, are we?
Well, it doesn't make any difference. You can control spending. It only takes 10 people to deal with PAYGO rules. I mean, that's it. That's it. They waive them every single year. You got the filibuster. You can hold up this spending. They want to pass the spending package before the next Congress.
Well,
they're doing it now. They're working together with the Democrats to spend and spend and spend and spend and spend. Yeah, when was the last time we had a fiscally sane Republican do anything, whether it be in the White House?
Well, it might be Ohio, yeah. Chris, because I don't know if you heard this or not, but the Ohio Board of Education passed their Title IX resolution. Maybe Ohio's going to lead the way.
I don't know. I mean, somebody's got to step up. I mean, Rand Paul's been doing it for a long time. You know, you had Tom Coburn for a period of time, the late, great Tom Coburn,
Senator, right.
Dr. Coburn. But, you know, nobody else. Now, you go look. Go see how your representative, your senator, is going to vote on all of this spending. More and more and more and more money. And as a taxpayer, you know, I quite honestly, I'm sick and tired of it. The amount of waste and fraud that I see that I'm paying for.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me run this by you. Yesterday, we heard that wages have been rising faster than consumer prices for several months. Who said that?
I think Biden said that because that's not true.
That's not true, and Biden did say it, and nobody said anything to him about it, but you and I are right now. It was a damn lie.
Yeah, well, again, you know, at this point in time, you know, people just, when he speaks, people just kind of like, okay, it's just Joe being Joe. I mean, Obama said that back, remember that? That's just Joe being Joe.
I do.
So, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, he's going to say what he's going to say.
Now, the Federal Reserve hiked the interest rate yesterday, or the day before, I guess it was, to its highest level in 15 years. Is that going to slow down inflation?
I think it's going to do a little bit, but like I said earlier, you know, they're limited in really what they can do. I think that the hikes that they put in place already are significant. Again, they haven't raised rates this quickly. I mean, we've gone from, you know, zero to 100 miles an hour in no time when it comes to rates. And obviously that's going to change the dynamic for many companies. But, you know, it's going to slow the economy. We're seeing it already. Certain companies that, you know, spent money haphazardly because money was cheap and almost free.
Mm-hmm.
They're now laying people off and they kind of have to find religion because that spigot of money has been turned off and the dynamics don't work the same. Especially companies that, you know, might have debt that's coming up and might have to issue more debt. It's going to be more expensive for them to do that, which will curb spending. So, yes, it does play a part in slowing things down and slowing the economy. But again, our big issue here in this country is the fact that, you know, we got to get people back into the workforce. Not enough people working. And again, we've got this immigration issue. You know, we can figure something out and, you know, work out a way to deal with some of these immigrants coming in to, supplant the Americans that are just sitting on their butts watching Netflix all the time. I'm all for it.
Mm. Now, we got one thing I got just barely enough time to do this. The Internal Revenue Service has reminded all taxpayers to report transactions of at least $600 made through payment networks like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App, as the agency now seeks to obtain data regarding part-time employment with side gigs.
Oh, yeah. I've had to do it with my business. I mean, I don't use those pay services, but you have to 1099 just about anyone you spend over, you know, $300 with it. But now this with the pay apps,
right.
Yeah, they're trying to keep track of all the little side gigs and stuff that's being sold, and they're going to try to track it. And good luck. I don't think playing.
Okay, we will talk to you tomorrow, my friend. Have a great day up there in the frozen tundra. Have a good one. Okay, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I'll be right back.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you.